In Lexington, Massachusetts, you'll find an old tavern with quite a story connected to the first shots of the American Revolution. You can still come here today to learn about its unique place in American history. And the story is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In Lexington, Massachusetts, you'll find Monroe Tavern. It was established by William Monroe, a leader in the resistance movement against the British government. In the early morning hours of April 19, 1775, William was gone from the tavern. It was near the town green, where it was thought British soldiers were marching to perhaps try to capture some of the colonial leaders.
He had a wife and six kids that he left behind. Anna Monroe said that she kneaded tears into her bread dough that morning because she was pretty sure that by the time it finished baking, her husband would be dead.
Sarah McDonough from the Lexington Historical Society shares the story of Monroe Tavern, one of the historic sites she helps oversee.
There was a neighbor across the street named John Raymond. He was described as lame, so she asked him to watch over the house for her, and she took the kids and sprinted up the hill in the backyard into the woods.
Perhaps soldiers would come looking for the family of one of the rebel leaders, and the woods might afford protection. As the day unfolded, more troops began to march from Boston toward Lexington. The location of the tavern on a hill near the green was a good place to put their cannons. Plus, there was another advantage.
The Monroes had only gotten their tavern license a couple months earlier, so they were fully stocked, and so they decided to break into that building and use it as their temporary headquarters.
Mr. Raymond was forced to serve as a bartender against his will, while the rest of the family attempted to flee the area.
One of Anna's daughters remembered fleeing at that point. One of the soldiers had a gun pointed at her, and the officers were screaming at them to stop shooting at the women and children, but they did unfortunately shoot Mr. Raymond, and he was found dead in the backyard.
The Monroes operated the tavern well into the 1800s, and it's a site that can be visited today. But there's one more chapter to the story of this tavern, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Lexington, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.